Democrats had warned Governor-elect Scott Walker that he wouldn't be able to steer about $800 million in money for high-speed rail into fixing Wisconsin roads and bridges. And today, the Obama administration decided to take the rail funds away from Wisconsin and Ohio and spend the money on rail in places like California and Illinois. But Walker says what seems like a defeat is actually a victory that will save state taxpayers' money in train operating costs.
I was clear throughout the campaign repeatedly that if push came to shove, even if it meant it wasn't on roads and bridges, I was not going to go forward with a train line between Milwaukee and Madison. And I think that's a victory. And I think once and for all with this announcement, we can get back to the real work here in the state, which is talking about our jobs package and talking about the next state budget.
Walker says it appears Wisconsin will not have to repay the federal government for money already spent on the proposed Milwaukee-Madison rail line. But at the Milwaukee Amtrak station, several train riders said they're unhappy. Fox Point resident Kate Kaiser said the loss of the rail funds is a blow to economic development.
And I understand people wanting to cut back, but I think this would be an investment for the future.
Appleton resident Ruth Lanouette says high-speed rail would have been better for the environment.
Been lots of cars on the roads. Clearly, this seems to me to be a step backwards.
Many Democratic politicians are also criticizing Scott Walker for driving away the train money. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.